from the county executive appointing James Duff to the position of Director of the Department of Veteran Services for Milwaukee County.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Move approval.
All right. I have a motion. Well, let's give Mr. Duff a minute to get to the table. Mr. Duffy, to bring your fan club with you today? Okay. All right.
He brought me.
All right. You count.
Good morning, Chairwoman and Supervisors again. I am proud to be sitting next to Mr. James Duff, our nominee for the Department of Veteran Affairs or Veteran Services. Mr. Duff is a retired member of the U.S. Army, and he has served as Acting Director of Veteran Affairs on multiple occasions and for extended periods since 2006. In every capacity, Mr. Duff has served the County of Milwaukee and its veteran constituents, as well as served an advocate and liaison. The County Executive encourages you to support his nomination for Director of the Department. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Duff, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes, Chairperson West. I really appreciate this opportunity to appear before the committee today. And appreciate also the opportunities I had to talk to several of you before the meeting today to ask for your support and to or whether or not you had any concerns about my appointment. I appreciate your honesty and also regret that I couldn't talk to everyone. I've been in this position as an acting director for about 4 years off and on over the last 5 years. I initially was employed as the deputy director, and then due to absences of the incumbent, I was the acting director. And during that time, what I have strived to do is expand the level of services that we provide to veterans in our community. There are 72 or 71 other county veteran service offices in the state, but we are unique in the services that we provide. Indeed, we provide a high level of service to veterans and their families, strictly regarding veterans' benefits. But we attempted now to address the whole person. And when a veteran comes to our office, what we strive to do is bring the service to them rather than sending them somewhere else. So over the last couple of years, we have brought in the Marquette Volunteer Legal Clinic that provides legal advice free of charge to veterans and their families. It's been a very popular service. We have specialists from the Department of Workforce Development Office of Veteran Services who assist veterans who are looking for work. We have two agencies from our own county government, Veterans Initiative for Paternity and Support, that works with veterans and their families who are involved with child support services, and also Department of Human Services. The state provides county employees to our office who assist veterans who are applying for food share and medical assistance. We're looking to expand the services that we provide in the coming year. I'm now working with the Department of Corrections local parole officers who want to use our offices, which are close. We're on the VA grounds now and will be close to the VA grounds later, to use as a counseling point for veterans who have been released from the prison system but yet must still report to a parole officer. In addition, I'm working with the War Memorial Center during the coming year to put on a series of veterans-related events to highlight to veterans and the community the availability of veterans' benefits here in the county. So, again, I'm looking forward to serving in a more formal way both the county executive and the veterans and families in our community, and I'm hoping for your support today. Thank you.
Thank you. I do have a motion for approval from Supervisor Mayo. If there's no further comments or questions from committee, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on that.
Biddle.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
No.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
Very good.